Chevra, Parshas Emor, we have to speak for the 5 minute Torah about Tzvir Soimer. If it's Emor and we're in the middle of Tzvir Soimer, how can we not talk about Tzvir Soimer? On the way driving tonight back between Achasan and L'chaim, Shimi Borgen's Chasan to Rafi Pel's L'chaim, I was thinking about the following question, something we spoke about years ago. The pasuk says as follows: Svartim lachem b'machas Shabbos miyom aviachem es omer tnuva shavah shabbos tumimas tiyana. You should count 7 complete weeks. Ad mimochras Shabbos hashviyis tisperu chamishim yom. Until the end of the 7th week, you should count 50 days. The first question we have to deal with here, which many mefarshim deal with, what do you mean tisperu chamishim yom? Do we count 50 days? Do we count 50 days? We don't count 50 days. We count 49 days. There's no 50th day that we count. The 50th day is Shavuos. So what the pasuk says, Tisperu chamishim yom. You should count 50 days. What's going on? This is what the Rabbanu Shem brought me tonight, this idea. You ready? There's a Torah we've shared before from the Halig of Nesiv Shalom. Slanimer says, in the beautiful words of the final Mishnah in Yuma, that we all know, we were all singing last night, mamish, all night long. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Shrechem Yisrael, lift nei mi atim mitar, mi mitar eschem avichem shvashamayim. And those words, in front of who are we purifying, and who purifies us, avichem shvashamayim, it's very poetic. It's not the normal way of a Mishnah. Just say it one way, it's the same thing to say, in front of who are we purified, and who purifies us. Why say it two different ways? There's a lot of big tires on this. The Yerushalmi Muslim Rebbe says as follows. Me is Gematria 50. So we can learn it like this. You know what Rebbe Kiva is telling us? During his days of Svira. Lifnei me, the days before me, which are what? 49. Lifnei me, what's before 50? 49. So lifnei me, the 49 days of Svira Zomer, atem etaren. You have to purify yourself. You have to work on yourself. You have to put an effort and amelus and grow, which that's what these days are for, to take ourselves away from the 49th level of Tumah to become pure to receive the Torah. And we have to emulate that every single year. And we have to push ourselves and be growing in different ways. So lift me before the 50th day, the 49 days, atem tar. Umi, if you do that, when you get to the 50, mitar neschem avichem shashrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify you in the most beautiful of ways. Will lift you us. HaBalatar Misayin or so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift you up to the highest of places. Meaning what? We have to put in our Shtadlus during the first 40 days. And whatever level we get to, Hashem will take us tenfold on Shavuos. Because ultimately we have to understand, each and every one of us has to understand, our avod is to put in our Shtadlus, our effort, in Avodas Hashem, in learning, in davening. But whatever effort we put in, we still need the Rabbanu Shalom by our side helping us. We need Yad Shemaya. Gemara Megillah says, Yagati umatsasi tamim. Yagati, I put in effort, I work hard in my learning. Umatsasi, and then you find success. You should believe. It should say, Yagati v'itzlachti, I was successful. Why umatsasi? Metzia, something you find on the street you didn't work hard for. Because we have to understand as much effort as we put, ultimately in the Rabbanu Shalom to give us still a Metziah. If we put an effort, then Hashem will give us a Metziah. It'll be something that we find. But it's still, what we earn is not connected. The effort we put in, Hashem's going to be so much more than what we really got to. Because if we're lifnei mi atam etaren, if before me, for 49 days, we put an effort, umi, on the 50th, Hashem will take us to the highest of levels. So too, I want to suggest, that's pshat in Tisperu chamishim yom. That Einachanam, it's true. We only actually count 49 days. And the 50th day is Shavuos. We don't count it. But that's because the 49 days is our amelus of Lifnei, our hard work. But it's really 50 days, it's a unit of 50 days that we're counting. The last counting is done by the Eibishter himself. That's Umi Mitar Neschem Vichem Shashvayim. That the Rabbanu Shalom counts. That's the Eibishter's counting. And every one of us needs a chizik. We're down to the last 17 days of Svir Omer, the days of Toiv Gematria 17. And these days we have to understand some of us look and we've missed, we didn't put in enough effort. We didn't do enough the first 33. It doesn't mean we can't still grab on to all 49 and ultimately the 50th still at this point. And the Kotzker very famously says, Ad memochras haShabbos haShviyos. Until the final week, Tis Baruch HaMishim Yom. You can still count all 50 days. If you miss a day, it doesn't mean you can count it again later. What it means is the growth and the levels that we need to reach during these days. If we put in the effort now, we still can reach the highest of highs. Tis Baruch HaMishim Yom. So Mirz Hashem, we should all be zoiche to count our 49 days. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then lift us up and count His 50th day. And we'll be zoiche mamish to a yantav of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Kabbalah Zatayra, and always be one with Hashem. And we should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Oh, let's go, Rabbi Shimon.